Arkansas. But here we are. We've reached that point on this Thursday morning adventure. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Joining us, Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful, well, it's a little chilly, but it is a beautiful Thursday morning, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we even got some scattered wintry precipitation out there a little bit. Boy, yesterday morning coming in, we had that freezing fog of this direction, and woohoo!
Yeah, that's interesting, huh?
Oh, there were some butt cheeks puckered up pretty tight yesterday morning, I guarantee it. Woo! My goodness. But, you know, all is well. It's a beautiful day to be upright. And colder weather, the forecast is not, you know, 35 and flurries today. Tomorrow, you know, sunny, 45. Saturday looks really good for fishing, sunny and 50. Cloudy and 42 on Sunday. Next week it starts to warm up just a little bit. But, you know, here it is, our fishing report. Have you been seeing guys and gals, fisher people, head to the lake?
Well, you know, with the Thanksgiving holiday and stuff, and the weather being a little on the cooler side, it hasn't been as busy. But the guys I have talked to, the gals I have talked to, have been doing very well. You know, the lake level's at 550.1. It's down a couple of feet, but it's in great shape. It really is. And that water temperature's below 60 degrees now. So, people have been out there. I mean, I've had people catching walleye.
Oh, yeah.
I've had people catching stripers, hybrids. The crappie bite's been really good. It's been a really good week. The people that have gotten out there have done very well.
Well, let's start with the crappie. I guess, you know, live bait's always tried and true, but any artificial baits they using to have some?
A couple of artificial baits are working really good. The Bobby Garland salt and pepper is working really well from the guys I've talked to. And then live bait's been doing things really good.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a person, and you would think the water's probably pretty clear right now, too, isn't it?
It is.
So, you know, a lighter color would probably, you know, if you're going to go with artificial, would probably be a good place to start. The bass, you know, people, what, they jerk baiting? Are they jigging?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, it's some guys are starting to use gitsits, you know. It's that time of year, and they've been doing okay with the gitsits. The jerk bait's been okay. The bass are moving around. Had some guy tell me they were along the bluffs, and another guy told me that they were a little shallower up in the creek. So, go figure. The Kentucky bite's been really good, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, this time of year, I love fishing this time of year. I love to jig fish. You know, it's the slow roll and just kind of feel everything, all the structures. It's just so much fun. The lake is a little calmer, of course. You know, if you come across somebody, they're doing the same thing you are. They're fishing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just the perfect time to get out there. Dress appropriately because it is a little chilly.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, the bite's on, and we're first week of December here, and if you can handle it, get out there because the bite's on, and nothing like cold water fishing. It's, you know, it's really good.
Well, you know, the shad has definitely moved up in towards the creek arms. What the hybrids, the stripers, the whites, I guess, are they following, right?
They're rowing up this way, absolutely. They were a little bit deeper and not quite up here yet, but this past week, with this temperature change, the water temperature changing and dropping more, they're moving in. They're not quite as deep. They were down 35 plus feet, and they're not quite that deep anymore up this way.
Yeah. It's on. You know, I mean, I guess we can say it. You know, it's on right now. This is the time to get out there and, you know, have some fun. And, of course, it's just so peaceful. You're going to have to dress, you know, for it.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful out there. If you see another boat or two, you know, It's beautiful. It really is. Saturday and Sunday are going to be so nice. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
The weather going to warm. I mean, we're talking warm up into the 40s and maybe the 50s, but yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. That's going to be so nice.
It is spectacular. Well, we do. We appreciate it. And hey, Gary, if folks want to know a little bit more about Norfolk Lake, you know, the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop in if you're in the area, and we'll talk about the Bayou Resort or fishing or have a cold one maybe. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, get in touch with us. And as always, our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
All right, Gary, have a good one. Stay warm.
Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort in our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. We got a forecast coming up.